The troubles of a newly independent Nigeria once drove the music of legendary singer Fela Kuti. Its troubles today are now inspiring his youngest son. NPR's Leah Scarpelli has the story.
Seyun Kuti's earliest memory of his father is visiting him in prison. Young Seyun didn't want to leave.
My mom had to drag me out the other way.
His father was one of Africa's most famous musicians, the creator of Afrobeat, Fela Kuti. He'd been charged with currency smuggling, but many considered his imprisonment retribution for songs that were social commentaries about Nigeria's government and military.
Whoa, attention, big match, slow match, left on, right on, about on, double on, salute, open your hat, stand at ease.
Seyun Kuti grew up playing the saxophone with his father's band, Egypt 80. And when Fela Kuti died in 1997, Seyun became the band's new leader. He was only 14.
The Egypt 80 band, you know, taking Fela out of the equation is a great loss. So it took us a while to find our feet.
1, 2, 3, 4.
With their third album, A Long Way to the Beginning, Seyun Kuti says he and the band have finally perfected their Afrobeat sound. The music combines complex, frenetic rhythms and call-and-response vocals with sharp social commentary.
Bring pain, bring tears, bring suffering to my people. I said, I'm so cheat from them. So much dying from them. So much stealing from them. So much stealing from them.
Seyun Kuti is very critical of Nigeria's use of international dollars, and he's led protests of the kidnapping of Nigerian schoolgirls by Boko Haram. He feels the government didn't do enough to protect them and other schoolchildren.
Before those girls were taken, 47 boys were murdered in cold blood in their dormitories while they slept, and our government continued to try and sweep everything under the carpet. As long as we are having foreign investment, as long as some foreigners can bring their money into our country to exploit us, everything is all right.
In the song Higher Consciousness, Seyun Kuti describes his belief that the young people of Africa and the world can rise above this greed.
Consciousness to be able to elevate yourself above these things that is making the world look prettier, but is actually making humanity darker. I believe that a world where money is not what drives success is workable.
See young people marching down the streets and they're chatting.
Your life no represent me. We know you're
young. I need a shot for London, Lagos, Cairo, Paris, Syria. There's no one here.
Your life no represent me. We know you're
young. Now when the people stand, the power they...
Seyun Kuti says his father's life continues to inspire him, especially now that he's become a father himself.
So I hope I'm able to be this father for my daughter, of course. This is the goal, you know. She cannot be content to be somebody's wife. She has to be content in being her own person, to be able to show her own individuality and leave her own mark in the world.
I write this song for you. And I see everything you go through.
A Long Way to the Beginning is the new album from Seyun Kuti and Egypt 80. They're touring the U.S. through July. Leah Scarpelli, NPR News.